Welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Good evening, good morning, good night, good second breakfast, whenever you are, wherever you are. My name is Laura Gonzalez, and I'd like to welcome you to this very special edition, Lunatic Mondays on a Friday. What? Today we have a CSNP special, a Circle Sanctuary Network podcast special, celebrating PSG, the Pagan Spirit Gathering, on this very own online edition. And today we have an encore presentation from last year, where yours truly had an interview with Senior Minister Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary. I hope you enjoy listening to this encore presentation, and I hope you're having a wonderful PSG week celebration. Fox has been a nature priestess since 1971. Her approach to spirituality emphasizes nature, communion, and blends together ancient and contemporary European and American pagan folkways, Wiccan traditions, multicultural shamanism, and transpersonal psychology. She is one of America's best known pagan elders and civil liberties activists. Also known as Reverend Selena Fox, she is Senior Minister of Circle Sanctuary, which has been serving pagans and other nature spirituality practitioners worldwide since 1974. Circle owns and operates Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, a 200-acre sanctuary located on Barnabelle, Wisconsin, and home to Circle Cemetery. About Pagan Spirit Gathering, Pagan Spirit Gathering is a week-long festival held under the summer solstice sun and one of the oldest and largest pagan festivals in the United States. PSG features hundreds of events and activities, including educational workshops, powerful rituals, inspiring music, rites of passage, a candlelight labyrinth, drumming, dancer, Circle Sanctuary Pagan Leadership Institute, and more. PSG is family friendly with childcare and events for kids and youth. We welcome those of all genders, ages, and spiritual traditions. For 36, this must be like 37 or something, years, Circle Sanctuary has been bringing together pagans from across the U.S. and beyond to be a warm and welcoming community at each Pagan Spirit Gathering. Discount registration and more information is available at www.paganspiritgathering.org. So there you have it now, in due order. Thank you, Selena Fox, for being here tonight. Not the first time that you're on this show talking about Pagan Spirit Gathering, and I hope it's not the last. How excited are you about Pagan Spirit this year?
I'm really excited. I mean, every year is a wonderful adventure, but each Pagan Spirit Gathering varies according to a number of factors. Part of it has to do with location. And we're going to be at a new place this year. We're going to southwestern Ohio at a campground that's been around for quite some time. It's near Oxford, at about an hour or so from Cincinnati and maybe an hour and a half drive from Indianapolis. So for people who are looking at coming from a distance and flying, there's major airports really not too far away. And for people, most people camp, there's going to be plenty of different areas for camping. For the first time, we will be having some indoor lodging, and those who might be interested in that option should contact the Circle Sanctuary office like right away, because that pretty much was nearly full last week. PSG at circlesanctuary.org is the best email to use. I'm also excited about Pagan Spirit Gathering this year because we're having an international year. We've always had people from different countries in addition to people from across the USA. But this year, two of our speakers are from different parts of the world. We have Christopher Hughes coming from Wales, the Isle of Anglesey, and we also have Lady Tamara von Forslum from Australia. And from the U.S., in addition to those of us who are Circle Sanctuary ministers that will be helping in a variety of different ways, we'll have some other authors. We have Jason Mankey, and we have Oberon Zell. So it's going to be a wonderful gathering with lots of workshops and rituals. And we also are going to have lots of music as well.
And I know some of the musical presenters that they're going to be, I mean, some of them have been to a prior Pagan Spirit gathering, and some of them are, I really have a lot of love for Thunder Sirens because they actually were formed at Pagan Spirit gathering.
Correct.
And of course, yeah, amazing group of young people. Some of them from Chicago. That's why I know, and they're on my radar, this group, the Thunder Sirens. Mama Gina, Luis Guru, and of course, Arthur Hines and the Round Table, and Spiral Rhythm. They're going to be there. We're going to listen to some music from Spiral Rhythm a little bit later tonight. I was the happiest, and you know this to be the honest to God's truth, I was the happiest with the lodging because I don't camp, and that is great news for me. And I know a lot of people that probably don't camp will be very interested on the lodging and being able to, you know, have a little bunker and, you know, stay away. Me with my insect phobia, of course, it's great. But I was considering that we might want to talk about the Pagan Leadership Institute, something that you mentioned that is quite important for us to have as pagans and as an international pagan community here in the Midwest.
Yes, we have 25 presenters who will be part of our Pagan Leadership Institute faculty this year. And Pagan Leadership Institute is a special track of program within the Pagan Spirit Gathering. It's open not only to people who are leading various pagan organizations, doing pagan rituals, pagan activist work, but it's also for people who are looking to develop specific skills and skills in general in the realm of pagan leadership. And we will be having many different types of workshops and training, the things about working with small groups, trying to take a look at healthy groups, and working with social media, how to manage pagan groups with that. We have shadow work as leaders. We have a special two-part workshop on pagan leaders and mandated reporting, which is a really important thing for pagan leaders to know about, to understand what clergy is required to do. And this is for reporting any neglect or abuse of not only a child, but disabled and elderly and others that aren't able to care for themselves completely. We're also having things about ritual leadership and theater. And Christopher Hughes from Wales, who is the head of the Anglesey Druid Order, is going to talk about a polytheistic system of engaging with divinity. There will be things on trust. There's going to be liturgy, how to do large-scale ritual as well as small scale ritual, and end-of-life teaching. Circle Sanctuary was part of the Parliament of the World's Religions over time, And a number of us were at the 2018 Parliament. Eldridge, who helped us with media and our presentations at the 2018 Parliament in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, is going to be doing a presentation and talking about that and its interfaith work. There's also going to be two people who have end-of-life and hospice training, Circle Sanctuary's Reverend Nora Cedarwin Young and Charlotte Baer, who is connecting with us in our chaplaincy work, who's going to be doing something called creating bedside spells. What I'm doing this year is a brand new intensive, a five-part intensive called Eco Rites. And why I'm doing this at this particular Pagan Spirit Gathering is as part of preparation for Earth Day 2020 next year, which will be the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. And we also have to take a look at some of the reports that have been coming out about the environment. So I am going to be teaching about ways to create and facilitate eco-activist rituals, tuning into the earth. And this year, we're having those taking part in this intensive aiding me in an actual ceremony that will be summer solstice morning. So we'll be doing a circle for planet Earth as well as celebrating the solstice sun.
Something that I always found very interesting about the work that you do, particularly Selena, and the work that Circle does and all these various other forms such as Lady Liberty League and the Circle Cemetery and all this activism that you and everyone in Circle is involved with, I find it fascinating, and I'm very, very proud to be, as I am, a minister in training with Circle. But what would you think of people, or what is your opinion when people say, you know, spiritual people shouldn't be concerned with politics or shouldn't be concerned with certain type of activism? And I, Laura, personally couldn't fathom the idea of living my spirituality without caring for the world and or other politically charged situations that we're living through. What is your take on being political?
Well, I have two aspects to my perspective. One is that if you're involved in nature religion, and most pagans would say that whether they call it nature religion or nature spirituality or nature is my church, those who are rooted in nature traditions really do need to be political because of what is happening on our planet right now. Recently, the UN released a report about the looming crisis regarding extinction of species. And there's also been increasing attention to the diminishing resources on the planet. Some people call planet Earth a watery planet. And indeed, much of the Earth, more than 90% of the Earth, has some kind of water, surface water. But less than 1% of the water on the Earth is drinkable. And as the human numbers increase on the planet and the demands of water for various things that humans are doing, not just agriculture and personal hygiene and hydration, but manufacturing and other human activities, it really is impacting the water supply. And, of course, there's a lot of climate stuff going on right now. So those of us who are involved in nature oriented traditions really should be not only honoring the sacred dimensions of nature, but inviting the divine through nature to give guidance about how to be part of the solution rather than the pollution. So obviously, one response to your question is it's time to be active, to be activists. And there's different ways of making social change. One can contact elected representatives in this country and in other democratic countries. Some can go to the streets and protest. That's still an option in most places of the U.S. One can go into the blogosphere and write blogs, can comment on blogs. One can help organize events. There's a lot of different ways that one can be political and work for a healthier planet. The second piece is separation of church and state. And you might think that that is like kind of opposite of what I just said. Another thing that I think it's important to be vigilant about within the United States in particular is to truly uphold the First Amendment freedoms, freedom of press and freedom of speech, freedom to assembly, especially freedom of religion. And unfortunately, part of what has happened in recent years, some people under the guise of religious freedom are attempting to assert their sectarian religious beliefs and have that be legislated for all people, and that is absolutely wrong. What has been especially horrific is government interference with women's right to choose and to have control on her body, reproductive choice. And as someone who is a second wave feminism way back in the day and continues to be involved in the quest for gender equality, I have been horrified at what's been happening at state legislatures as well as what's been going on nationally in this country. It not only is one religious viewpoint that's anti-abortion attempting to assert its view over everybody, so it's interfering with religious freedom, but it's also causing problems for the planet, because clearly if someone does not want to bring life into this planet, they should have that option. Birth control, and if need be, to end the life if that is the best choice for the circumstance. So I realize that that's kind of a heated issue for people. Not all pagans are for abortion. However, I'd say many people are pro-choice, saying that the government has no right to be making the decision as to when life begins based on some particular religion's viewpoint.
Exactly. And I think if, even though it's a heated subject and some people might not agree, and those who don't agree, I invite that they exercise the autonomy of their body and they decide whatever they want to decide personally. But I think that it all resides on that very predicament. It is a personal decision and it shouldn't be regulated by any institution, religion, or political. And one of the things that I really, not only I love you and I love your work, but I admire you for always speaking the truth and with knowledge of the policies and the politics and all that's happening. But let us digress back into Biggest Spirit Gathering.
Biggest Spirit Gathering is a place where we are endeavoring to create an ideal society, and we do have people there from a wide range of political viewpoints. But we endeavor to create a safe space beyond partisan politics. So I think we can find common ground regarding ways that we can work together for a healthier society, for a sustainable planet, and well-being in the larger cosmos of which we're part. So one of the things that we endeavor to do at Pagan Spirit Gathering is to have conversations, be able to have direct encounters with each other, to really converge diversity and hear different viewpoints, and to do that ideally in a respectful way. So there will be people from a lot of different viewpoints who may engage in conversations around social justice, on environment, on LGBTQ rights and pagan rights. But one of the things we have as a guiding principle for Pagan Spirit Gathering is that we endeavor to create a safe space where different viewpoints can be shared in a respectful and considered way. And we endeavor to look for the common ground that can serve as our foundational base and aid us in developing community within the larger pagan world.
And it is great, all the things that I've seen happening in PSG throughout the years, because when I became more involved into Pagan Spirit Gathering, which was 2015, I think it was that year or the year after that you all created a rite of passage for transgender people. And I don't know of any other place that has installed that kind of religious acknowledgement, you know, of people of all genders to be able to live up to nature and their spirituality. So can you tell us a little bit about the different rituals that will happen this year at PSG?
Yeah, it is a summer solstice gathering. And as lore has come down to us in different ways, that in ancient times, people would celebrate solstice, not just a particular day and night, but over the course of several days and nights. So we keep that tradition alive. We have an opening ceremony that's very solstice-focused, and there we kindle a sacred fire representing the heart of community, as well as the sacred fire of the sun. We keep that fire burning throughout the entire gathering, day and night, even in whenever there's precipitation. We have a way of putting a big easy up over the fire, as well as capturing some of the fire in a lantern to just keep that eternal flame for our gathering burning. Another thing that we do with our opening ceremony is a tradition that comes from the Baltic area of Europe. And how we came to know about it was that one of the people who was part of the Circle Sanctuary community back in the 1970s, as Circle Sanctuary was emerging and then giving birth to Pagan Spirit Gathering, a man named Carlos Berzins, he was from Latvia. And he grew up in the first part of the 20th century, and in his village in Latvia, the summer solstice folk traditions were still in place. And there would be a procession with candles and a kindling. it. There was joy and celebration. So we keep alive the tradition of having a candlelight procession into our main ritual space and kindling a fire. At the end of the gathering, we have our closing ceremony, and there we have a solstice dimension as well, and reflecting on our solstice times together, and then taking the energy of this community that we've created into ourselves as we prepare to journey back into our day-to-day lives. And during the course of the week, we have the main pagan spirit gathering ceremony, which is the Saturday night. We go from a Sunday to a Sunday for the gathering. And that typically has a large bonfire and other solstice ceremonies that we have during the week that are specific to solstice include a candlelight labyrinth that is walked from dusk till dawn by various people. They can come and go as they feel called. 1,000 candles in a classical, or what some people call the Minoan labyrinth pattern. And then on solstice morning, I do the solstice morning ceremony and circle for planet Earth. So we honor the sun and we honor the earth as part of that. But there are lots of other ceremonies, weddings, baby blessings, coming of age into a young adulthood, coming of age into older adulthood. There is something called the sacred hunt, where people do cathartic release and inner transformation. There are rituals that spontaneously pop up sometimes during people's encampments. And then on the first Monday night of the gathering, we have the bonfire gathering, and there's dancing and drumming, and so many different kinds of ceremonies that happen. Some of them happen in the morning and some at night, and some happen during workshop times. We endeavor to not only have big community gatherings where everybody is welcome and can join in, but we also have specialty gatherings. And in recent years, we've added to our evening in which there's a women's ritual and a men's ritual, an all-gender ritual, so that those who prefer a non-binary gender ceremony could also have that choice. So we do endeavor to be inclusive and welcoming, and as needs arise within our gathering community, we listen to them and endeavor to meet needs by the rituals that we do.
That is awesome. I love to hear, and I'm all excited because, of course, I'm going this year. So I cannot wait. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, it's wonderful that you'll be joining us. And also, I'm glad that you're going to be part of our Pagan Leadership Institute.
Yes, I'm quite excited about that. And you know, Selena, when one starts to do the things they do, like when I do my podcasting or my sharing stuff online, and what I have one of my collaborators in Argentina who calls me online minister, and I wouldn't go that far as to call myself that back then when she started calling me that, but as the time goes by and you realize that, oh, this is something that we can actually share with people and talk about, it's amazing, you know, because you don't wake up in the morning and say, oh, I'm going to do this thing, so within a couple of years, it will be something that I teach. You just do to fulfill a need and to do a service to the community. And I'm really thrilled to be part of the Pagan Leadership Institute, as well as, you know, teaching a couple of workshops. And for people who don't know, anybody can submit a workshop. At this time, I don't think that submissions are open anymore, But for the future and future references, anybody who works with the community can submit for a workshop, and they go through a screening and a process of selection, I guess, Selena, right? And then some of them are approved.
Yeah, so every year we put out the call to people who want to be presenters, and we have multiple tracks of programming. We have the programming for adults and mature teens, and that's most of the workshops and discussion groups fit into that category. But we have the special track of Pagan Leadership Institute, and we have a track of programming for children and families. And we have, as part of the Pagan Leadership Institute this year, that Florence Edwards Miller is going to be doing a presentation on rituals that engage and include children, but she also is going to continue working with the Family Center, where youth of all ages are and families themselves are welcome. I had the opportunity last year to take part in the Elder Story Hour with the young children there. And she invited various leaders, elders, priests and priestesses of different traditions to come to the Family Center and read stories of our choice. She also had some there to the young people. So another aspect about Pagan Spirit Gathering is that it's multi-generational. And I think it's really healthy to be able to have people experience paganism across the lifespan and to be in community with the very young as well as the very old and everyone in between. So we've had people bring infants less than a year old, and we've had people in their 80s and 90s be at Pagan Spirit Gathering over the years. Most people are between those two extremes, and one of the things that we seek to do is to create a pagan village, live in it, sustain it, as part of our celebrations of solstice and paganism.
That is amazing. And for those folks who might be wondering, of course, registration is still open until June 6th. Some people have asked me, for example, like, so once you go there, can you actually live? Can you actually get out and go to the store and come back? Or do you have to stay there? Kind of like those little questions that people sometimes have. What are the some particulars or some, let's say, frequently asked questions that you have to deal with, Selena?
Yeah, well, and we're at a new site, so some of our protocols will go through some change. We typically have the gate open in the morning, and it goes until dusk at night. The specific gate hours will be posted online as well as in the program book that people get once they arrive. Unlike some pagan festivals that do day passes, partial attendance, we really emphasize coming for the gathering as long as you are able. You do not have to be there for the entire week, but we don't encourage just coming for a day or so with any kind of discount for the registration. We have people come and be there as part of a community, an intentional community building experience. Some people do prefer to have lodging in a hotel or a motel, and there are some in the area. So in those cases, they need to make arrangements where they're going to park their vehicles, and the gates only open at certain hours. So they'll need to time their coming in and their exit according to what the rules are for that. And and some people do make that choice. Some people do commute from a local area, but most people find it works much better to actually be at the gathering. There are opportunities to go off-site if one needs to do that. And the people who are operating the gate have information about that, and there's some of our information about comings and goings up on our website. So we do try to have some flexibility around that, but because the focus of our gathering is not only on celebrating solstice, but to have an immersed pagan village experience, we encourage people to spend most of their week, if not all, if they can, at the gathering site itself. Indeed, we create a kind of special sacred dimension where we are. Going in and out requires some adjustment. Think about what it's like if you are doing international travel and you're moving, you know, going to a place and being in a different culture for a while. It can take a while to immerse with that culture, and then one needs to do some processes one departs that culture. Of course, there are variations on it, but a lot of people have indicated to me, the people I've talked with who have experimented with commuting, that it has been a kind of culture shock, because we create not only a magical circle for our gathering week, but we're in a kind of magical dimension. And by being within that and with other people of like mind, it's a special kind of magic emerges from that. And I do think that is one of the reasons Pagan Spirit Gathering has continued on for so long. I helped birth Pagan Spirit Gathering in 1980, and that was back in the days where there really wasn't much in the way of pagan camping festivals yet developed in the U.S. and even in other parts of the world. And I had already been doing some camping gatherings, small scale, for just a few days with some others, and it came to me that it would be really helpful to do a kind of camping gathering that would not only emphasize communion with solstice and the larger dimension of nature of which we're part, but it would be an opportunity to experience community by creating community and see if we can indeed live the principles that we see as essential to healthy life. So we have a set of guidelines that we post up at our website, www.paganspiritgathering.org. And as part of the requirement for taking part in Pagan Spirit Gathering, one needs to read those guidelines and understand them and agree to abide by them as part of the gathering. And many of these things are what some would call just common manners, being respectful of others, not only other humans, but the circle of nature of which we're part. And part of the reason for laying out that particular structure is so that people who are taking part in the gathering have an understanding that these are the parameters in which we operate. So to converge diversity, it's important to have some commonalities, and that is part of why we have guidelines for our community.
And I can tell you for experience that It is a huge group of people and volunteers that are there to help you. I experienced it in 2015, like I say, a couple of days, and it was amazing to see how every single person is involved and aware of you and your surroundings and also of your needs. You know, there are sometimes people that are overwhelmed emotionally as well as physically, and there's always somebody around you that will lend a hand and try to help you, especially the guardians, of course, whom I am looking forward to see once again. What an amazing group of volunteers and people that are there. And, of course, other people who volunteer. But there's also the vendors avenue, right, Selena? There's also a lot of vendors for us to enjoy and get all our witchy needs covered.
Yeah, so in our pagan village, you're right, we have the guardians that do safety and first aid, and part of the reason that they are there is to keep us safe, and if there are any kind of emergencies, be able to have trained professionals that are volunteering their time to be able to take care of things. And we have the youth center. Well, we also have the marketplace, and we have a variety of different artisans that do handcrafted items, and we have people that have all sorts of pagan businesses, so we have different shops, and so, yes, it's kind of a small version of Pagan Mall of America, I guess you might call it. You get clothing and ritual tools and the various books and publications and recordings, and our musicians have booths as well where people can not only get recordings on CDs but can actually get some musician swag. I mean, it's really a wonderful thing. Another thing that we have as part of our village is various options for food. So people that do not want to be cooking all of their meals as part of a camping situation will have an opportunity to go to some of the food vendors that are there. And we have plans in the works right now for a food plan for the first time in Pagan Spirit Gathering history. There's actually a cafeteria, and the campground is going to be serving some meals there. And we also have expanded our facilities with this new location, and there are some buildings where concerts can be held, as well as outdoor settings for music. And there is a air-conditioned cafeteria, which is amazing. We haven't had that before. We have an RV area for people that want to do RVs and campers and run their generators. We have cabins and dormitories. We have places for tent camping. And there is we have more electricity this year than at our previous location. So we're endeavoring to have our village do this migration and hopefully have even more facilities to accommodate people of various needs. One of the things that we ask that people do is to think about being part of the community, of creating the pagan village even before arriving. And part of the reason we have an advanced registration requirement in June 6th is our deadline for registration, is so that we not only can make sure that we have sufficient infrastructure and preparations done to handle the numbers of people that are coming. We're a very large gathering. But it's also a way that people start focusing their attention on being part of this magical pagan community.
Indeed, I am one of the people who is very, very excited and happy about the new location and the new facilities. And also to whoever had the brilliant idea of the food plan, thank you. thank you. Because that facilitates things a lot for people like us who, you know, we're going together, my husband and I, for the first time. I've never camped a day in my life, so this made it a whole lot easier for us to go and to plan all this trip. It's going to be our one vacation of the year, and it's fantastic. We really are looking forward to it. And I was telling my husband, Selena, it's a vacation for you because I'm going to work. But, you know, it is great to be part of the community and to do what we love, because if we didn't love the community and Mother Earth and our spirituality as much as we do, we wouldn't be doing this. So it is fantastic to have it. Selena, I want to invite you to take a little break. I want to play one of the songs from one of the artists that is going to be a PSG. This is Spire Rhythm with Freedom. And we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
We have a website up at circlesanctuary.org, a whole web page with Circle Sanctuary Network podcast. And Laura, you're doing a great job with our Facebook page with CSN Podcast.
And it is my pleasure to be part of this. I wish people could see my eyes right now because I have a stars in my eyes because I love you. and it's so amazing to be part of this, to be part of the work that we're doing, you know, online, bring in. I always tell people about Lunatic Mondays and about everything that I do online. When we were doing only work in Spanish, you know, we try to bring the best of quality that we can to the work that we do. And of course, now being part of CSN Podcasts and having the page, you know, thank you for plugging it because I obviously forgot to ask everybody to go on Facebook and look for CSN Podcasts and like and follow our page and share with your friends and share with your family that will want to listen to us and help us build that CSN Podcast community on Facebook. So you can have all the information. And sometimes we do a cross-pollination about what is happening in Circle Sanctuary. It will be published on the CSN Podcast page, of course, because we are one big family. But taking on the reins of the page on Facebook was like, oh, my God, I remember when we were planning it. And it's just excitement all around. And I'm very honored to be part of it and to be part of it with you, Selena, tonight, you know,
well,
as usual.
It's really wonderful. And those who are listening live and those listening later, if you'd like more information about Pagan Spirit Gathering, you can go to the Circle Sanctuary website, www.circlesanctuary.org, and on the main page you will see a place where you can click on, and it will take you right to the Pagan Spirit Gathering webpage, which is www.paganspiritgathering.org. And on Facebook, we have a group. You have to ask to be part of the group. It's a very large group, and many people find that they can get ready for Pagan Spirit Gathering by being part of this special Pagan Spirit Gathering group page. If you're on Instagram, go check out Pagan Spirit, and on Twitter, Pagan Spirit Gathering, and we're posting videos as well as photos about different aspects of Pagan Spirit Gathering. I'm also putting some things on my page, Selena Fox Updates on Facebook, Selena Fox on Instagram, and Selena_Fox on Twitter. So lots of opportunities to learn more about Pagan Spirit Gathering. Thanks again for an opportunity for me to share about the Pagan Leadership Institute. We're really excited about it being part of PSG as well as the gathering itself. I'm so glad you and I are going to be helping to birth Pagan Spirit Gathering 2019. And for those who aren't able to join us in person, we invite you to join us in spirit and follow us on social media.
Exactly, and thank you so much, Selena, for being here on the show. And I am amazed of course, all the group of volunteers and all the people that are going to be part of Pagan Spirit Gathering. Thank you to every single one of them, every single one of us that is going to be part of it. Very excited to be part of it. And if you cannot attend this year, hey, prepare yourself and come see us next year. Thank you, Selena, for reminding us of all of the social media outlets that are out there for us to connect with Circle Sanctuary on its various ramifications and incarnations. And without further ado, if there is anything that I haven't asked you and it's important that you share, please do now. If not, I'll leave you the microphones to say goodnight to your audience tonight.
Well, I would just want to invite everybody to join us in spirit, whether you can physically come to Pagan Spirit Gathering or not, because really that pagan spirit is something that's ancient, it's eternally now, and it's also part of the future. And I give thanks to everyone who is helping to bring back nature spirituality in some new ways and good ways and keeping alive the old traditions as well. And just wishing everyone a wonderful, wonderful life journey. And may we work together for a healthier planet and universe.
Thank you so much, Felina, and thank you, obviously, for being part of Lunatic Mondays tonight. And to everyone who listened live or will listen later on our various outlets, thank you so much for listening, and never forget that you are loved. Good night.
Good night.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.